Shulam, one of the king's principal waiters, facsimile 3, figure 5. An article by Stephen O. Smoot, John Gee, Carrie Muhlstein, and John S. Thompson, published in BYU Studies Quarterly, Volume 61, Issue 4.
Figure 5 in facsimile 3 of the Book of Abraham is identified as Shulam, one of the king's principal waiters. We don't know anything more about the man Shulam beyond this brief description because he does not appear in the text of the Book of Abraham. Presumably, if we had more of the story, we would know more about how he fit in the overall Abrahamic narrative. However, there are some things we can say about Shulam and his title, the king's principal waiter. First is Shulam's name. This name is widely attested in Semitic languages from the time of Abraham. This includes attestations in Old Akkadian, Old Assyrian, Old Babylonian, Middle Babylonian, Eblaite, and Ugaritic. Additionally, Shulam's title, the king's principal waiter, is arguably attested in ancient Egypt. In particular, the title butler of the ruler, Wudpud N'Hukwa, is a fairly close match to the king's principal waiter, and is attested during the time of Abraham. But what would a Semite like Shulam be doing in the royal court of Egypt, as depicted in facsimile 3? In fact, there is evidence of Asiatic migration into Egypt during the time of Abraham. A number of Asiatics residing in Egypt are also observed in the text dating to the time of Abraham, observes one scholar. Quote, they list Asiatic retainers, dancers, singers, and other workers. They further point to the presence of institutions for the coordination of relations between the Asiatics and the local population. As some Asiatics bear Semitic names, it is likely that Levantines were still migrating into Egypt at this time. End quote. After Abraham's day, quote, in the Ramesside period, a number of Canaanites rose to prominence in the Egyptian palace administration, and the position of royal butler was a popular career path in this respect. End quote. It could be that Shulam is at least one instance of this trend predating the later Ramesside period. In fact, the Egyptian, quote, 14th dynasty was a local dynasty of Asiatic origin in the northeastern delta, who are notable as kings with foreign, mostly West Semitic, names. End quote. Once again, not only the names of the rulers, but also members of elite households show signs of Semitic origin during this time. Quote, so from Shulam's name and title, we can surmise the following. From the form of his name, it would appear that Shulam lived during the late Middle Kingdom, or the Second Intermediate Period, circa 1800 through 1600 BC. Shulam was likely not a native Egyptian. He was probably a first-generation immigrant. He likely served in the court of a 14th dynasty ruler who was probably not a native Egyptian either. End quote. This evidence reinforces the overall historical plausibility of the Book of Abraham and may help make sense of Joseph Smith's identification of this figure in facsimile 3.
About the authors. Stephen O. Smoot is a doctoral student in Semitic and Egyptian languages and literature at the Catholic University of America. He previously earned a master's degree from the University of Toronto in Near and Middle Eastern Civilizations, with a concentration in Egyptology, and bachelor's degrees from Brigham Young University in Ancient Near Eastern Studies, with a concentration in Hebrew Bible and German Studies. He is currently an adjunct instructor of religious education at Brigham Young University and a research associate with the B.H. Roberts Foundation. John Gee is the William Bill Gay Research Professor in the Department of Asian and Near Eastern Languages at Brigham Young University. He has published extensively on scripture and ancient studies. He has served on the boards of national and international biblical and Egyptological organizations, and as the editor of an international multilingual peer-reviewed Egyptological journal. Carrie Muhlstein is a professor of ancient scripture and ancient Near Eastern studies at Brigham Young University. He received his bachelor's degree from BYU in psychology with a Hebrew minor. He received an MA in Ancient Near Eastern Studies from BYU and a PhD from UCLA in Egyptology. His first full-time appointment was a joint position in religion and history at BYU Hawaii. He is the director of the BYU Egypt Excavation Project. He was also a visiting fellow at the University of Oxford for the 2016-17 academic year. He has served as the chairman of a national committee for the American Research Center in Egypt and serves on their Research Supporting Member Council. He is the senior vice president of the Society for the Study of Egyptian Antiquities and has served as president. He has published and researched on Egyptological topics and Book of Abraham topics for over two decades. John S. Thompson obtained his BA and MA in Ancient Near Eastern Studies, Hebrew Bible, from BYU and UC Berkeley, respectively, and completed a PhD in Egyptology at the University of Pennsylvania. After more than 25 years as an employee of seminaries and institutes of religion, most recently as the coordinator/institute director in Cambridge, Massachusetts, he currently researches and writes for Scripture Central. This is an audio production of BYU Studies Quarterly, read for you by Jared Kamau and Emily Wells. BYU Studies publishes scholarly insights informed by the restored gospel of Jesus Christ. For access to additional articles, essays, and more, please visit byustudies.byu.edu.